friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners, and happy Friday. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. On Friday's show, we'll have reports from Ghana, Nigeria, and Uganda on Africa's World Cup qualifying competition. 40 African football teams resumed their quest this week to qualify for next year's FIFA World Cup in Qatar. Let's kick off in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital, where the Central African Republic scored an upset Thursday when they beat host Nigeria 1-0. Joining us now from Lagos is Iron Mike Mbonye. Sporty greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Central Africa Republic men's national football team caused a major upset when they defeated the Super Eagles of Nigeria 1-0 in a FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 African qualifying game. The match played at the Teslim Balogun Stadium, Lagos, saw the Nigerian team miss several scoring chances during the encounter. Karl Namganda scored the only goal for the Central African Republic at stoppage time, following a mistake by Super Eagles defenders. Some Nigerian football analysts have been reacting to the outcome of the Nigeria Central African Republic World Cup qualifying match. Fisayo Dairo is the chief football writer of acsports.com in Nigeria. He says the Super Eagles lost the match because they did not play well.
It was really a disappointing outcome for the Super Eagles, because when you're playing against a team bringing up the rear in the group, you expected to do the minimum, which is getting the three maximum points. But on the day, they were languid, they lacked movement in the midfield areas, the wingers were not as sharp, the attackers were starved of service, and the few chances they got, they flopped their lines. In summary, it was a disappointing performance for the Super Eagles, and the fans at the stadium really had lent their voice on it.
Dairo says, despite losing at home, the Super Eagles have the chance to finish top of their group.
Well, it was a game lost already, but the Eagles have three more games to right their wrongs, starting from the game against the Sierra and Cameroon on Sunday. They know that they're still lucky to be top of the table after Cape Verde defeated Liberia. Now they have to go back to Cameroon in Douala and do the business against the Central African Republic side, who showed them a lot of respect, but had more chances than the Super Eagles to actually win the game. Disappointing in the end, but it's not yet over for the Super Eagles.
Nigeria leads Group C with 6 points from 3 matches, while Cape Verde and Central African Republic have 4 points each. Liberia is at the bottom of the group with 3 points. Nigeria will play against the Central African Republic on Sunday in Douala, Cameroon, in a day 4 encounter of the FIFA World Cup Qatar African qualifying game. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
Thanks, Iron Mike. Now let's go to Ghana, where the country's national football team is preparing for a World Cup qualifier against Zimbabwe. Joining us now from the capital, Accra, is Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori. Sporty greetings, Kwabena.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The Black Stars of Ghana will this Saturday play the Warriors of Zimbabwe in their Group G 2022 World Cup qualifier at Cape Coast Stadium. The Zimbabweans arrived in Accra last Monday and commenced their warm-up training the same day before traveling to their camp in Cape Coast the next day. Coach of the Warriors, Norman Mapeza, during his training told the media that Ghana has a very good team, but in football, the results could be a draw, a loss, or a win, and he is sure of a positive result. On the Ghanaian side, Serbian coach Milo Rajevan, who was appointed the Black Stars coach a couple of weeks ago, advised his players to be proud of the team and also must be proud representing their country. It will be recalled Milovan took the Black Stars to the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa and nearly gave Ghana a record semifinal berth. Most Ghanaian football lovers are very hopeful coach Milo Rajivak is back to accomplish his unfinished World Cup assignment. In another Qatar 2022 World Cup qualifier played at Accra Sports Stadium yesterday, Liberia lost to Cape Verde by 2-1 in their Group C match. Liberia played its home game in Accra, Ghana, after CAF revoked its license to use Monrovia Stadium, which did not meet the required standard. Cape Verde took the advantage of playing on a neutral ground and claimed the maximum 3 points. It was a competitive game as Cape Verde came from behind after Liberia got the opener in the 45th minute. The equalizer came in the 46th minute and the winning goal was scored after the 90th minute and within the added 2 minutes. Liberia's head coach Peter Butler:
I thought we started the game slowly. Obviously the odds are stacked against us because we're obviously playing the game away from home. I think you have to be honest with yourselves, and sometimes football is a cruel game, and we are a work in progress. I don't think we deserve to lose the game, but I don't think we deserve to win the game. I don't think we did enough. I thought we looked leggy in the first 20 minutes, and I thought the last 15-20 minutes I thought we had patches where we looked threatening, but I think you have to be honest with yourselves, and there's a lot of factors around this group, around this team. A lot of positives, a lot of negatives. And I think we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and be honest with ourselves and be truthful where we went wrong today. And I'm quite happy to take responsibility. I don't have a problem with that. It is what it is. And we're back to the drawing board, and we have a difficult trip to Cape Verde.
That was Liberia head coach Peter Butler. For the sunny side of sports, Kwabena Ofori in Accra.
Thanks, Kwabena. Now let's go to Uganda, where the country's football fans are celebrating a 1-0 road victory against neighbor Rwanda. With the win, the Ugandans now have 5 points in African World Cup qualifying Group E, 2 points behind top of the table Mali. Uganda and Rwanda will play each other again on Sunday, as we hear now from Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala. Sporty warm greetings, Magume.
Sporty warm greetings to Sunny and our listeners. Uganda Cranes edged neighbors Rwanda 1-0 in the South African Derby as Padre Junari Nyamilambo in Kigali, Rwanda, to brighten their chances of top finish in Group E of the Qatar 2022 World Cup qualifiers in the highly anticipated encounter. Ashdod FC forward Fahadi Bayo rewarded the coach for recall to the national team by scoring the lone goal of the match on the 41st minute to silence a few home fans restricted because of COVID-19 protocols.
Sure. Goal!
Milutin Mitos Radovich, the Uganda Cranes coach, was a relieved man getting a win from his former bosses.
I have never felt this tension in any way. We are brothers. I have the highest degree of respect. All of us, we respect you so much. You are our neighbors, our brothers. And when is that in question? You know, 40 million people back in Uganda are a sport rival. And a sport rival has been for 90 minutes.
Mitchell says it's not over. He believes to be an intense game when the two sides meet again on Sunday at Stende Stadium in Kampala. He praised his opponents for demonstrating a good game.
It was not easy. We have come from the start of the game. We had certain problems in the wide areas where a partnership of Fitina and Jacque on one side and on the other side Haruna and they have making us problem. However, on the half we have scored the goal in right moment. In the second half we have exactly locked wide areas, limit the crosses. Pushing opponent to play the long balls, and in long balls to play against Uganda is not easy, you know.
Sports reporter and analyst Clive Chazze says he was surprised the Cranes won.
picking all 3 points off the Amavubi Stars of Rwanda can come as a shock for this campaign particularly, especially if you look at the first games against Kenya and against Mali. It wasn't the best of performances from Team Uganda, and you thought they would still go into Rwanda Kigali with the same kind of approach and struggle against a home side that is generally also struggling in these qualifiers. But the coach, Micho, and his entire backroom staff decided to turn things around. Results from the kicking about, high balls and stuff like that, and actually decided to play a bit of football. We saw Uganda Cranes yesterday that was building play from the behind.
Chaze says he expects the Cranes to play a more lively game in the return leg on Sunday.
They will be gunning for all 3 points. They tried a different dimension or a different approach towards a game of football, and it worked for them. So if you're playing at home, what stops you from putting up the show? The last time we played Mali at home, we struggled to put up the show. The reason probably the game ended the manner in which it ended. But you are playing against Rwanda, a regional rival, a neighbor for that matter, Asekafa, compatriots, and they have come to Uganda before, and they have been taken into the gutters. The last time we played with them at Chitende, the game actually ended 3-0. That was for the 2018 CHAN qualifiers. So the win at Nyamirambo gives Uganda confidence, and you get a feeling that they will be able to finish the job come Sunday at Chitende, and that will take them all the way to 10 points and probably continue to fight for that top position with Mali.
Ugandan President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni took his social media Twitter to salute the victorious Uganda Cranes. I congratulate our national soccer team, the Uganda Cranes, for this important victory against Rwanda's Amavubi Stars. May your tactical discipline come out on top again in your next fixture in the remaining qualifying games, President Museveni tweeted immediately after the Cranes' victory. Fellow East Africans, Kenya Harambee Stars lost away to Mali 5-0 in Agadir, Morocco. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Micho Sredovic, national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The James Webb Space Telescope, scheduled for launch this December, is equipped with a much larger mirror than the Hubble and is said to be 100 times more powerful. This is Rick Pantaleo. Please join me for a preview of this new space observatory on the Science Edition of Press Conference USA. My guest will be Eric Smith, program scientist for the James Webb Space Telescope program at NASA. Be sure to listen Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Here in the United States, federal authorities have charged 18 former National Basketball Association players with defrauding the league's health care plan out of nearly $4 million. Audrey Strauss is the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
These 19 defendants, including 18 former professional basketball players, are all charged with participating in a conspiracy to defraud the NBA health benefits plan.
United States Attorney Audrey Strauss says one ex-NBA player was the scheme's alleged ringleader.
One former player, Terrence Williams, was the scheme's linchpin. He provided the other former players with false invoices for medical and dental procedures that they never received.
In a statement, the NBA said, and I quote, "The benefit plans provided by the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association to our players are critically important to support their health and well-being throughout their playing careers and over the course of their lives, which makes these allegations particularly disheartening. We will cooperate fully with the U.S. Attorney's Office in this matter."
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
An update now on the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros both scored victories at home Thursday to take one game to none leads in their American League Division Series. In Florida, Tampa Bay topped the Boston Red Sox 5-0. As we hear now from the AP's Dave Ferry.
The Rays take the opener of their AL Division Series with a 5-0 shutout of the Red Sox. Wander Franco put Tampa Bay ahead with an RBI double in the first and scored on an RBI single by Yandy Diaz later in the inning. Randy Arozarena added a solo homer and also stole home, getting kudos from manager Kevin Cash.
The steal of home, that was, you know, one of the cooler things I've seen on a baseball field. He looks special player. He certainly gets up for the moment. He's proven that.
Nelson Cruz also went deep for the Rays. Tampa starter and winner Shane McClanahan allowed 5 hits and no walks over 5 innings. Losing pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez lasted just 1 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs, 2 hits, and 2 walks. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Now let's go to Houston, Texas, where the Houston Astros beat the Chicago White Sox 6-1. The AP's Adam Spillane reports from Houston.
Lance McCullers Jr. tossed 6 2/3 innings of shutout baseball as the Houston Astros beat the Chicago White Sox in Game 1 of the American League Division Series 6-1. McCullers allowed 4 hits, all of them singles, without walking a batter to go with 4 strikeouts. McCullers thought he and the rest of his teammates came out sharp.
Aside from a couple changeups and a couple heaters, even when pitches, you know, weren't in the zone, they had purpose and they helped me out through the rest of the game.
Jordan Alvarez doubled and homered for the Astros, while Michael Brantley, Carlos Correa, and Jake Myers added 2 hits. Lance Lynn was tagged with the loss for the White Sox after allowing 5 runs on 6 hits in 3 2/3 innings. Jose Abreu finished with 2 hits and an RBI. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thanks, Adam. Also in Texas, the U.S. men's national soccer team defeated Jamaica Thursday 2-0 in a World Cup qualifying match. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to 18-year-old striker Ricardo Pepe, who scored both goals for the USA. Pepe is based in Texas with Major League Soccer's FC Dallas club, and it looks like he could be one of the key young players for the Americans as they try to book a ticket to Qatar next year. Pepe also scored in the USA's 4-1 victory in Honduras last month, and he's now the youngest American men's player to score in back-to-back World Cup qualifying matches. The USA will be back in action Sunday when they play their next World Cup qualifier in Panama.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Samson Omale joins us now with more African World Cup qualifying news. Sporty Friday greetings, Samson.
Sporty Friday greetings to you, Sonny. We begin the wrap of this weekend's Africa Sports Highlight with a look at Thursday's result in Africa's 2022 FIFA World Cup qualifying. In Morocco, Ibrahima Kone was the toast of the Malian side as he scored a hat-trick and laid out 1 assist as the West Africans soared over the Harambee Stars of Kenya with an affirming 5-0 victory in Agadir, Morocco, in their third qualification match for Qatar 2022 FIFA World Cup. Mali remains unbeaten in Group E and now move top with 7 points, with the fourth round of matches scheduled for Sunday. Kenya dropped to third with 2 points and now must win the return tie in Nairobi to get themselves back into contention. Meanwhile, in raids, Tunisia kept their 100% record in Group B with an assured performance, beating Mauritania 3-0 to move to 9 points. The biggest upset in Thursday's matches in Lagos, as substitute Karl Namanganda scored a sensational 90th-minute goal as the Central African Republic stunned Nigeria's Super Eagles at home, beating them by a lone goal in their third Qatar 2022 FIFA World Cup qualifier. Coach Gernot Rau, in his post-match reaction, blamed the loss on the absence of some of his key players.
We had the domination, we had the ball, we had the chances. We could not score. The other team was well organized, but we are still in the head of the group. And in 3 days, I believe we are able to win the match. It's not in Central Africa, it will be in Cameroon on a very good pitch. We have to recover, perhaps to do some changes in the team. We missed the creativity of Alexi Wobi. We missed him so much. And Didi, so the midfield has been built for the first time like we did today. It was not easy for Onyeka, for Aribo, for also the first time Awoni to come in this team. So they need time, but I think the spirit of the team is still there, the fighting spirit. And I hope that in the next game, we will be a little bit more lucky than today.
From the result, Nigeria remains top of Group C with 6 points, while CAR climbed up to third with 4 points, same as second place Cape Verde, who had earlier come from behind to beat Liberia 2-1. Meanwhile, in Kigali, Uganda picked their maiden victory away from home in Group E after beating host Rwanda by a lone goal. Coach Milton Mitchell-Seredajovic of Ugandan Cranes described the win as critical to their quest for qualification for the global tournament.
I live under the philosophy when it's good and when we are winning, do not fly high. We are still very far to be what we are supposed to be. Important is that we have kept clean sheet. Important is that we have broken the jinx and scored the goal. Important is that we have 3 points away. But I need to tell you, football is a tricky, unpredictable game, and I do not think of underrating the very good team of Rwanda coming to Chitende to play against us. But I need to tell you, football is a tricky, unpredictable game, and I do not think of underrating the very good team of Rwanda coming to Chitende to play against us. Only that our weather, I hope it will favor us and our factors will be in our favor. We have forgotten this match. And we are focusing on the Sunday game in Kampala, obviously.
In other results, Equatorial Guinea moved to second in Group B after beating 10-man Zambia 2-0. So Basilo Kokobasi Obina gave the home side the lead after 35 minutes, 10 minutes after the Zambians were reduced to 10 men. Benin moved top of Group J in the Qatar 2022 FIFA World Cup qualifiers after a precious 1-0 win away to Tanzania at the Benjamin Mkapa Stadium in Dar es Salaam on Thursday evening. At the Stade Matthijs in Kinshasa, goals from Shadrach Akolo and skipper Domirexi Mpokane gave the DR Congo side a 2-0 victory over Madagascar to move second in the group with 5 points. Six more games are lined up to be played on Friday across various venues in the FIFA 2022 Qatar Africa qualifying. And now to women's football. Tanzania and Malawi will play the finals of the COSAFA Women's Championship 2021 on Saturday at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. To book a place in the final, Twiga Stars of Tanzania stopped Zambia 3-2 on penalty shootouts after the match ended 1-1 after 90 minutes of play on Thursday. Malawi also got their first win ever over South Africa in this competition since it started with a 3-2 victory in the second semi-final. Desiree Ellis, the Bayana coach, said she was disappointed with the defense mistakes her players committed, blaming it on complacency and inconsistency.
Malawi came out guns blazing, and we said the game was going to be difficult. We said having to play the same team twice, it's always difficult, and this is a semi-final. There's no room for error. And unfortunately, they punished our errors. You know, they punished our errors where we just gave a ball away to the opponent to put the ball in the back of the net. And our defending was diabolical at times, but getting back into the game with 4 minutes to go, I would have expected us to close it down, and then we make another error. And with so little time left, we were on the back foot then. But the team showed great character, showed great resilience, having come from behind twice.
Staying with women's football, the second leg of the FIFA Under-20 Women World Cup qualifiers for Africa will continue this weekend. On Saturday, Zambia Chipolopolo Under-20 will be taking a 6-0 advantage to Malawi. But Zambia Under-20 women's captain Everin Susan Katongo says her teammates expect a tough fight in Saturday's FIFA World Cup second round return leg match against Malawi.
This time the game won't be easy. We are not going to relax just because we won 6-0. But we have to work extra hard to even to win this time because we want the 3 maximum points. We are not going to relax just because we won in Zambia. Here it won't be easy. It will be a difficult game because, you know, Malawi will come as hard as they can. But we need to concentrate and focus.
The winner over both legs will face Ghana in the third round. Two teams left standing at the end of the 5-round Africa Zone qualifying series will ultimately book their tickets to the FIFA Women Under-20 World Cup in Costa Rica. And now to boxing. Ghana's national middleweight title is up for grabs this Saturday when Emmanuel Kwaye and Boateng Agman face each other at the Edowhites Event Center at Akokofoto, Dansoman. 31-year-old Emmanuel Kwaye, who is tipped to dominate the African weight division, is confident of victory. His trainer and coach, Ofori Asari, described his training regime ahead of the bout as impressive.
He has trained as he's supposed to, and he has trained for 12 good rounds, as you see, and he's going there to deliver. The opponent has also been around. I saw him fighting Mubarak, and I know he's a very durable boxer. He doesn't give up easy. So it's going to be a very interesting fight. They are all yearning to be able to get a national title. And so we are not underrating anybody. We know that he's also strong, but we'll find a way out to win.
In athletics, world marathon champion Ruth Chepngetich of Kenya will headline the women's race in Sunday's Chicago Marathon. She will team up with 2021 Copenhagen Marathon bronze medalist Vivian Kiplagat in the third race in the 2021 World Marathon Major Series. In badminton, Uganda is set to host the 2021 All-Africa Senior Badminton Championship at the Lugogo Indoor Arena in the heart of the capital city of Kampala. The tournament, the first to be hosted by Uganda, will serve off on the 21st of October and run for another 7 days. 16 countries will be participating. They include Uganda, Algeria, Egypt, Nigeria, Ghana, Madagascar, Cameroon, South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Democratic Republic of Congo, Congo Brazzaville, Benin, Botswana, Mauritius, and Reunion. And Nate Nakayama, president of Uganda Badminton Association, and Brian Kasiri, male badminton top seed and captain of the Ugandan national badminton teams, share their views on preparations ahead of the tournament.
In terms of preparations, we are ready. First of all, the players are already in training, our players. We've already done the travel requirements for all the other teams. They've already submitted their visa requirements. In terms of the SOPs for COVID-19, the players, all the countries coming in, will be tested at the point of entry.
We are a team of 12 players, 6 boys and 6 girls, that are going to represent the country in this upcoming tournament. We hope this time around we are going to perform better.
In wheelchair basketball, Namibia's national 3x3 wheelchair basketball team will participate in the qualifiers for the Commonwealth Games next year. The competition is expected to get underway on Friday and will be concluded on Sunday, the 10th of October in Johannesburg. Countries taking part in the competition include the Gambia, Kenya, Tanzania, as well as host South Africa. It will be Namibia's first time to take part in a wheelchair basketball qualifying competition, with the aim being to meet the criteria for the games set for Birmingham, United Kingdom.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale with another extra spicy package of African sports highlights. That wraps up the October 8th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a nice weekend. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
get it?